Underwater Magic. It's the What a Weird Week show for Friday, December 1st, 2023.
Hi, everybody. It's weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like
really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends. I'm Scott, and this is the What a Weird Week show, a top 10 countdown of weird news. For audio, video, show notes, go to shownotes.page. Shownotes.page. Here we go. Season 4, episode 62. First published on Friday, December 1st, 2023.
10.
Number 10. This one is especially for you influencers and you beautiful models. I think the message of this story is be nicer to work with than AI. The other day, Business Insider had a piece about an influencer who can earn more than $10,000 per month. And this influencer is a fake person made up by AI. And I think we've had stories like this before, but this one, this fake influencer, was made up by an advertising agency. They created the influencer. That makes it noteworthy because, according to the advertising agency, here's the quote, "We started analyzing how we were working and realized that many projects were being put on hold or canceled due to problems beyond our control. Often, it was the fault of the influencer or model and not due to design issues. We did it," you know, made the fake AI. "We did it so that we could make a better living and not be dependent on other people who have egos, who have manias, or who just want to make a lot of money by posing." So it seems like the advertising agency has had a run-in or two with some influencers or models. And they're fed up.
9.
This one got picked up a lot. Sports Illustrated in the news this week after a futurism article with the headline, "Sports Illustrated published articles by fake AI-generated writers. We asked them about it and they deleted everything." That's the headline from Futurism. We do have a link in the show notes if you want to read the whole thing. After that article, the Sports Illustrated folks issued a statement saying that the futurism piece isn't accurate. Essentially, the articles in question had human writers attached, but might have had fake writer names and fake photos affiliated with them. I'm paraphrasing there. I'm just thinking now, these first two stories this week might be good news if you're terrified of AI taking over. If the beautiful people and the professional sports people stand up against AI, maybe the revolution will be over before it starts. Before it starts! I don't know why I'm so passionate, you guys. This is a top 10 of weird news. What a weird week. Thank you for listening.
8.
Number 8 is via NBC5 on your side, Dateline St. Louis. Here's the headline. "Trespassers call 911 for help after locking themselves in cell. Police helped free the men from a cell and then arrested them." This one seems like it was a situation where urban explorers wanted to check out an abandoned jail. And I imagine one of these people, this is just me putting myself in that situation. "Hey, guys, what if we get locked in here? Ha 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 ha. Uh-oh." That was a dramatic recreation of how I imagine it may have gone. That's possible. Anyway, if you want to read the whole story, shownotes.page.
7.
Number 7, the snake with the Rockstar energy drink can on its head in the news. The Facebook post from Snake Catcher Tasmania got picked up by Hoops over at UPI, the weird news guru at UPI. The headline is, "Venomous snake rescued from energy drink can." And what I learned from this article, it happens often. This is, you know, Australia, many, many snakes there. Copperhead snakes can't back up out of a can once they get in there because of the direction of their scales. And snake experts in beautiful snake-infested parts of the world recommend that you squish drink cans before throwing them away.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here for our Weird News Countdown. This is What a Weird Week.
Six.
We're at number six in the countdown. A heartwarming world record was in the news this week. The official world record is youngest member of Mensa, female, and it belongs to little Isla McNabb of Kentucky, who got into the Smart Person Club, a.k.a. Mensa, at the age of two. Mensa is a group you can join if you have a very high IQ, and Isla McNabb is in the club. So if you've ever been worried about the future of our big blue world, remember, there are smarties like Isla out there already in Mensa at the age of two and who one day may save us from ourselves.
Five.
Last week, the AP had this headline, robbery suspect's colorful underwear helped police arrest him. Surveillance video of a robbery showed one of the suspects was wearing bright underpants with a large letter R and the number 1990 printed on them. A tip came into the tip line about an Instagram account, and after piecing all the clues together and linking that Instagrammer to the underpants, a suspect has been arrested. Good old-fashioned police work. You're listening to the What a Weird Week show. Weird news. Top tens. Together at last.
Four.
Another impressive world record makes our top 10 list. This is via Hoops at UPI. A lady in India has the longest hair in the world. She's 46 years old, hasn't had a haircut since age 14. This lady's hair is 7 feet 9 inches long. We've had long hair world records on the show before. Sometimes it's for religious reasons that a person doesn't cut their hair. Sometimes it's cultural. There are different reasons, but all the record holders so far have had one thing in common. It is a lot of work maintaining record-breaking hair. Often it involves a team effort with friends or family. So shout out to everyone involved with this world record. In a long hair, world record-breaking long hair scenario, you show up to a meeting and you can be like, sorry, I'm late. Was doing my hair, you know, and people are going to give you a pass. I don't know that for sure, but I imagine that is the situation.
Three.
Our number three story this week, watch 12 Hallmark holiday movies and get paid thousands. The Bloomsy Box online florist, the Bloomsy Box company wants to know what is the greatest piece of Hallmark holiday cinema ever created. Whoever gets this gig or wins this contest will watch 12 Hallmark holiday movies in 12 days. You receive $2,000 prize money, and also you get some cozy socks, a supply of hot chocolate, a year of streaming TV, and a flower subscription from Bloomsy Box. Even if you don't win, you can still do the Hallmark Holiday Movie Marathon if you want, review all the movies, because they published the list. These are the 12 movies that will get reviewed by the lucky winner or the person hired for this gig. The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Crown for Christmas, The Nine Lives of Christmas, Christmas Getaway, Journey Back to Christmas, Ghosts of Christmas Always, instant classic, Family for Christmas, Christmas Under Wraps, Three Wise Men and a Baby, A Royal Christmas, North Pole, and The Christmas Train. This is open to residents of the United States aged 18 or over. If you want to enter, we do have a link. More information, click shownotes.page. We've had stories like this before on the program, where the marketing team of a company comes up with some idea to get the name out there. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel at Bloomsy Box, but it's tried and true. And shout out to the marketing team. They got the name out there, Bloomsy Box. We've said it about 9 times already. And it involves one of my favorite things, Hallmark holiday movies. This is the What a Weird Week show, and we are almost to the number one weird story of the week. Honorable mention. You know I love marketing departments, you guys. I love it when they come up with an idea, get the name out there. They're sitting around the boardroom. How can we need some kind of publicity stunt. And then somebody gets fined because, you know, in that room, you don't call them publicity stunts. You call them marketing opportunities or whatever. Anyway, I like this one. This holiday, please consider adding a pretzel house to your festive traditions. The Snyders of Hanover pretzel people have a holiday campaign where they want you to build a pretzel house instead of or in conjunction with a gingerbread house. This is one of those things where the marketing department or somebody over there at Snyder's of Hanover commissioned a survey, and then they issue a press release like, you know, most of us like gingerbread houses, or we like to do stuff like that at the holidays. And oh, by the way, we have pretzels. You can make like a little Christmas log cabin out of delicious Snyder's of Hanover pretzels. I mean, we've made gingerbread houses. Why have I never done a pretzel house? It sounds delicious. Well done, marketing department over at Snyder's of Hanover. Not a sponsored section, by the way. This section not sponsored. But boy, pretzels, am I right? In at number two, last week while we were busy doing our Thanksgiving extravaganza holiday special, the Guinness World Records folks published a piece about Edgar, who set a pretty impressive knife world record. Edgar is from California, USA. He's a pro at this sort of thing, so please do not try at home. The professional slackliner broke, which is, you know, sort of like tightrope walking, but more slack. The professional slackliner broke the record for greatest distance traveled on a slackline while juggling three knives. The record is over 10 meters, so like 34 feet something. Way to go, Edgar. By the way, Edgar does have a last name. I just could not get it right. I couldn't pronounce it right. So, first name basis. Congratulations, Edgar. This is the What a Weird Week show, catching you up on the weird news of the week.
One.
Okay, the number one story this week. We've had world records on this program before, and we've never had this one on. Underwater magic tricks are a thing, you guys, and we have a new world record. This is via divernet.com. The record is for most conjuring tricks underwater in the space of 3 minutes, and a 13-year-old named Avery Emerson Fisher is the new world record holder. The record is 38 tricks in 3 minutes while scuba diving. Record was set in November at the Aquarium of the Bay in San Francisco. Congratulations, Avery. She is a scuba diving magician, you guys. Scuba diving magician! Not something you hear every day. That's not a common business card ordered at the print shop, probably. Scuba diving magician. Well done. All right, that is it. Another Weird Week show is in the can. For show notes and more, go to shownotes.page. Shownotes.page. See you next Friday for another countdown of weird news on What a Weird Week. And if you're tuned in live, thank you. Every weekend, we're part of the programming of Funhouse Radio. You can ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio or see the link on our show notes page.